This is Fresh Ideas with Eddie Frederick, a program designed to share alternative thinking and thus change the consequences of the behavior of our nation's youth. Fresh Ideas, the brainchild of yours truly, is in direct response to the increase in youth violence in our various communities. As part of our journey, we will be looking today at empathy. What do we mean by empathy? Empathy involves the ability to understand and assume the role of another person. In order to feel empathy, a child must be able to recognize and understand the emotions of others and then be able to share those emotions. By 3 years of age, most children have developed an awareness of themselves, and through that self-awareness, they become capable of feeling and showing empathy. But without teaching and reinforcing empathy, this ability will not be retained or used. Generally, by the time they are 3 years old, children show empathy when someone else is hurt, an experience a child has had by then and through which he can recall his own emotions. Children who have a secure attachment to at least one adult have greater ability to feel empathy for others than those children who lack such a secure attachment. According to Kara Berth, "I learnt so much about empathy from my mother and a little from my teachers. Empathy is so important. To be understanding of one's feelings is a key to friendship," my mom always said. Define empathy by example. Set a good example of ways that two people use caring when interacting with each other so that each of your children will know what you are talking about when you use the word empathy. Avoid doing the same thing to the child that was done to the victim. Don't say, "Since you bit your sister, I'm going to bite you to let you know how it hurts." When young children hit or bite, it is tempting to do the same to them in order for them to experience the pain. When older children call names and hit each other, it is tempting to call them the same vicious names or to hit them in the same way. The old adage about sticks and stones, but not words hurting you, is fallacious. Words can cause pain, not only momentarily, but also as scars that can last a lifetime inside your heart and mind. Unfortunately, children who experience punishment in kind only increase their anger and aggressiveness, lose respect for the adult who administered it, and reduce their ability to feel empathy. Develop a positive discipline plan. Parents who consider discipline a teaching process teach their children appropriate behavior by using consistent, fair, and non-violent reprimands for inappropriate behavior. This technique uses empathy, understanding, and caring as a basis for its success, even in the face of their children's cruel and unusual forms of punishment that they dish out to their friends and family. Just remember to avoid overreacting. When your children's nasty put-downs rear their ugly heads, don't say, "How dare you say things like that to your sister?" Because you are being so mean to her, you are grounded for a month. Becoming overly upset, as in this example, suggests a loss of affection and support and makes a child more angry and aggressive. This kind of overreaction not only fails to teach anything about empathy, but also sets up a defiant reaction which can cause a child to reject the goal of empathy. So parents, you see how many times we are at fault just because we do not know that we do not know. Believe it or not, we can make it if we try.
We could make it if we try. Just a little harder. If we just get one more try, I could be much sweeter.
This has been Fresh Ideas with Eddie Frederick, a program developed to share alternative thinking and thus change the consequences of the behavior of our nation's youth.